And that faith is what you use to release the anointing. Mm. And the anointing is what destroys the yoke. And let the devil know under no certain term, I ain't taking this. You got my money, you're going to give it up. You're trying to steal my help, you're going to give it up. I am not going to accept this. You trying to put something in my life, you trying to destroy my family, I'm not having this. You trying to interrupt my community and bring hell here, I ain't having this. I'm in charge. I know what to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, watch this. Till we all come to the unity of the faith, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be no more children. That's my toy. I had it first. No, I want it. Oh, mama, mama, daddy, daddy took my toy. No. We are not going to accomplish God's assignment being children. Gullible to anything. Huh? That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Got so many children that you got family members. I got hear the truth and they get blown away with some garbage. We got to continue to teach truth, walk in the truth, walk in the light. Listen to me. Listen to me. Just because you're tested and just because you're going through something don't mean you've done something wrong. All the time. Did y'all hear what I said? The fact that you live godly, you're going to have some trouble. That's when you're going to show up and have some situation to deal with. If you don't want much trouble, you better not get wealthy and live godly with it. People get so jealous of you, they'll talk about you, they'll try to con you, they can't talk you into giving it to them. They'll try to make your smear your name in the mud like you the crookest old greedy person that's trying to get everybody money. Amen. Am I right? That's all they want is money. I guess what do you want? I guess you want some hog heels or something. Pig toe. Huh? But he said that we be no more children. What? Tossed to and fro. Excuse me. Carried about with every wind of doctrine. By the sleight of men. Don't you know? If you check a person's heart out in their life, sometimes people appear so innocent. Well, you ever notice if they were so innocent, listen, you hear me good. If they were so innocent and they were so honest and so fair, and when they're trying to do something, they wouldn't mess with somebody else's people. They'll go out there with nobody anymore. But they'll find somebody they think got a little influence can help them. And what they're out to do is try to build their own castle. They're not concerned about Jesus. Just check them out. But when you find out that's somebody else's member, you leave them alone. If you're a good shepherd, you don't keep on pulling at that person. Now, if God tell a person to come from one place and go to another, that's between them and God. But I have no business over in somebody else's church or flock trying to say, you need to come over here because they ain't right, I'm right. I got ulterior motive. And that ain't going to help that person. I may cause more confusion and more catastrophe and more trauma in their life. And that's what happened to a lot of them. Because you try to, before you can get your candle to burn, you got to put mine down and stop it from burning. But when we realize that if you're born again, you're in the family of God, let the Spirit of God tell people where they ought to be. If you need to change assemblies, let the Spirit of God. Don't you go in that man, that person assembly trying to get those people, all them people out there walking the street. I'm not going to anybody's church. You over in here. Get out of there and get yourself over here. So what's wrong with it? You ought to be asked what's right with everything. Okay. That we've been almost children tossed to and fro and carried about every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to the sea. Cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to do what? The sea. What am I to do? But speaking the truth, how? In love. And what will happen when I speak the truth in love? May grow up into him in something. Oh no. Now I'm a man. You a man. And we have people here that are female, they're women. I have to, believe it or not, with all this hair I got up here, I have to groom it. With all this hair I got up here, I have to keep it groomed, you know. I need shoes to put on my feet, you know. If I stand up here bare feet, y'all wouldn't hear a thing. I say, look at him, look at it, look at him. He bare feet. Look at his toe. Look. You wouldn't hear a thing I said. My whole point is, I want to ling on that. My whole point is, God wants you to grow up and be provided with all things. Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, everything. So you know how to interact with people. You won't be foolish. You won't be judgmental. You won't be critical. You'll be loving. You'll be supportive. You will encourage. You will help. All things. But speaking the truth in love to me, grow up into him in all things, which is the head. You know how to operate. You know how to flow with me. I know how to flow with you. We're not a flow as a congregation here. With the Holy Ghost, with his gifts, with the anointing. What is it for? Drive out sickness, drive out poverty, drive out division, drive out strife, drive out lying, drive out fornication, drive out adultery, drive out you name it. We should be a congregation of people that flow in the power. That raise men up, make people better, help them to get out of the stuff they're in. Some children are born in bad situations. But speaking the truth in love, that you may grow up in him and all things, which is head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and what? And compact by that which every, how many? Every joint supplies according to what? The effectual working in the measure of every, how many part? Every part need to be working. If I supply my part, you supply yours, this body, this local church will be affected. Working in the measure of every part, making increase, causing you to grow up, causing you to get better, causing me to become a better pastor, causing us to become better leaders. Come on. Cause you become a better partner in the ministry. You're more faithful to prayer. You're more faithful to the word. You're more faithful to bring people. You see people I never see.